Essence and time has come for us to review some of the big stories of the week in a more formalized way. The conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, News Talk Television is something that's appropriate, and decided that each week at this time, it's a wonderful idea to bring Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers. Talkers.com is the website where so many people who love to know what's going on with their most their favorite hosts and favorite radio stations, programs that really turn them on. That's what this review is all about. So Michael Harrison joins us as the editor and publisher at Talkers.com with an overview of the charts that Talkers puts together every week. This is the week of December 9th to the 13th, with the top stories, the top topics of the week, and the top names that have been discussed. And there are always some. It seems to be sometimes a lap, is that the right? It's sort of a continuum with some stories that go from week to week, month to month, year to year, the ad nauseum of the Obamacare thing, Michael, I think gets to us a little bit, but we are honoring what people are talking about, and so that's why we're here to go through this list.
Janky, J to the A-N-K-Y, used to describe something inferior, of poor quality, busted. Something never used to describe me, Sony headphones. How can I sound so sophisticated, yet look so dope? I'm designed that way, which is why you should put me on your holiday list. Boy.
Something missing from your list, like electronics by Sony, Monster, and iHome? Come to Kohl's Great Big Gift Weekend Sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's Cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There's a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be massive responsibly.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen as we review the hot hits in talk radio, kind of a neat thing, and a service, if you will. I feel very service-oriented, Michael, when you're here. I feel like I'm at your service, on your side, all that good stuff. You know how when we were kids in radio, that was the slogan of the radio station, at your service and on your side, or on your side and at your service, or
Any of those
and we were good guys.
Yes. Well, maybe we should go back to that a little bit. Because
I think we should. I absolutely think there's a tremendous market for good guys on our planet.
Yes.
I mean, not even just in our society. I mean, we need to honor good guys and start to realize that being a good guy is a great way to do business.
There was even called Good Guy Radio.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The WMCA good guys. Remember them?
Yeah, and all across the country they were good guys.
Yeah.
And I am a real proponent of people using the medium of radio to be heroes,
mm-hmm.
to find needs, human suffering, problems, and not only try to solve them, but rather just serve them, help them, help people.
Well, talk about them even, just to acknowledge them. Some of the best stories this week. And I don't want to get in the way of you going through your list, because I want you to do that for sure. That's why you're here in part. But things that have happened this week with the people doing special things for Christmas. I think that's the kind of thing that people, that six-year-old boy in Denver who started a petition to save NASA, for example. That's a good, great story, and they didn't get much play at all. The story about the second grader in Pennsylvania who came up with a cure for playground loneliness. The kids that go, don't have any friends, that sort of thing. These are wonderful stories that are far more interesting, if I do say myself, than the ones you're about to go over.
Cure for playground loneliness. Boy, that opens up a lot of opportunities.
Doesn't
an interesting
it?
Topic.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the stories people have been talking about this week on News Talk Radio across the country. At number 10, we have National Football League action. It's getting into pre-playoff time, and it's very interesting. It leaks out of sports radio, and it goes all over the radio. At number 9, we have a discussion about U.S. marijuana laws. At number 8, India gay sex ruling. We have the NSA targeting gamers at number 7. At number 6, financial markets activity. At number 5, the 2014 and 2016 GOP strategy discussion. Everybody's jockeying for position for the next elections, including the presidential election on the horizon, and that's going to intensify. Talk about topics that keep going on and on and on. At number 4, we have Iran nukes talks. At number 3, we have a discussion about the Obama selfie tied with Mandela Memorial appearance. That has been a major topic all week, and Obama's participation in that, along with other presidents. At number 2, the budget deal. And number 1, as you referred to earlier, the Obamacare criticism. Boy, the people survey. We have number 10, Hillary. At number 9, Chris Christie. At number 8, Ted Cruz. At number 7, Benjamin Netanyahu. John Kerry at number 6. Michelle Obama at number 5. Harry Reid at 4. Number 3 is John Boehner. Number 2 is Kathleen Sebelius. And number 1, guess who? Barack Obama.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. So, number 5.
Beethoven-esque.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Number 5. The strategies for getting more Republicans and or Democrats elected. I find it interesting to note, and because we're cheerleaders for the format, we never like to see anybody go away. But Mike Huckabee is, in essence, going away. He's still going to do his commentary that he started a number of years ago, but he didn't succeed, frankly, in talk radio. And no matter how you slice it, there can be, say, the company can say, he's doing other things, blah, blah, blah. He got fired. So given that, and then an announcement that was made late in the week that he decided he was going to position himself again a little more strategically to perhaps be a more serious candidate for the GOP run for the presidency in 2016. I guess I would wonder, given the fact that he was a very nice guy, pretty boring on the air, dull maybe is a better way of putting it, and those are my words, not anybody else's. One wonders how you take that and turn it into a strategy. Maybe thinking about what you said a few minutes ago, Huckabee's basically a good guy, even if you don't like his philosophy. Is this a way for a good guy to get more involved in politics, like we want more good guys to be involved in radio, our radio?
Well, I don't know how we define good guy when it comes to politicians. So I'm not going to say, he may be a nice guy,
all right,
but I don't know Huckabee enough to know whether he's a good guy or not. You know, I'm not sure that he has accomplished anything that has helped anybody. And, you know, I'm very suspect of all politicians. I'm also suspect of politicians or celebrities or movie actors or rock stars that become talk show hosts. I'm a firm believer in people who love radio should be radio personalities, because radio is a very specific and idiosyncratic medium. That being said, if you want to go out there and have some fame and you want to go out there and raise some money and be in the media and get to pontificate and get to work your buns off, then run for president. Because look at how many people we had in those debates during the last cycle.
Half a dozen, right?
I mean, you could run for president.
Talk Stephen host, for president, da-da-da-da!
Yeah, but it's like it's a great way to get some PR. You know, it's the Andy Warhol, everybody's a star for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Look at Herman Cain. Look at how, you know, you win one primary, you win one, you know, straw poll, and you're out there. Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah.
I'm thinking back all the way to 1992. The late Paul Tsongas became a major
He was
star.
A wonderful man, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't know if you ever knew. He was wonderful.
Some of them are nice guys. Some of them are, you scratch your head.
Yeah.
But look at all the characters that have played on the national stage during the presidential elections who never had a chance of ever really getting elected.
Well, let's just take that one step further. Frankly, if you look at the list, the roster every week that you put out at talkers.com of the most the 10 people that are on the list for being on the top of the discussion pile, Hillary Clinton, an interesting character in and of
yes, I would say so.
Yeah, and Chris Christie is on the list.
He's an interesting character,
right,
too.
Ted Cruz. John Kerry. Michelle Obama. Interesting. There are the first signs. You know, there were plenty of spats that were public between Hillary and Bill. But I've never seen anything that even closely resembled something that looked like discord between the Obamas, except for the selfie thing and how she rearranged the chairs, kind of to get between him and the Prime Minister of Denmark, I think it was, who I didn't see the picture.
Not sure.
Apparently, an attractive woman, but. And she kind of got a scowl on her face when she was moving around doing that. So,
well, you don't know. You know, photography and cameras can catch people in positions that have nothing to do with what they're thinking or anything. I mean, the newspapers have done that, especially sensational newspapers have done that for years.
Oh, yeah.
They get the meanest, nastiest case that they can.
Well, look at the pictures Newsmax puts on the cover of Mr. and Mrs. Clinton or Obama or anybody that they don't like.
Yeah, same thing. They're scowling, they're looking ugly.
Right.
They'll catch a picture where a wife is looking at the husband and she looks angry.
Yeah.
And it could have been a flash for a second. Now, let's face it, cameras do catch things.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it might be something that's completely innocuous.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff makes for great copy, makes for great conversation, makes for great propaganda. But I've been around too long, Doug. I don't take it very seriously, personally.
Well, as well, you probably shouldn't, given the fact that you are an influencer, and people try to influence you, to influence the public to think a particular way or to have an idea of one person, and I mean, it's all kind of how you use the jacks, if you will, jack everybody up. Pretty interesting stuff. All right, so there's Michael Harrison from Talkers.com with an overview not only of the people and the stories on the charts this week, but always interesting insight into what's going on in this considered world called News Talk Radio. Thanks, Michael. 21 after the hour.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Together with the important stories of the week. The focus here in this hour of the program is not unlike other hours or other considerations. It's just sort of an interesting way of putting a focus on an issue is to take information that comes from shows that we listen to. Because one of the things that happens, at least in part, on part of the hours, I'm on the air Monday through Friday, 6 days, 5 days a week, 6 hours. So one of the things that we have done that's unique is listen in on other talk programs to get sort of a feel as to what other hosts and callers and people are saying about the issues. And as Obamacare is number one once again this week, here is a sample of conversation. Host Angela Hill talking to insurance broker Patrick Taylor about what people ought to be doing right now if you have not signed up for healthcare at healthcare.gov or through the state exchanges. Then listen to this.
Why were you wrong initially about Nelson Mandela? What was it that made you think, hey, this is not a man to be trusted, this is a bad man?
Well, early on, while he was still in prison, remember, this was the middle of the Cold War. The Soviet Union still existed. The Berlin Wall was still standing. You had hundreds of millions of people living behind barbed wire who got shot if they tried to escape from behind the barbed wire. And Nelson Mandela had been the head of the African National Congress and was known, as well as the ANC, as being basically a pro-communist organization. So I and many others thought of him as part of this movement to take Marxism-Leninism, implement it at gunpoint, and oppress people, as we'd seen happening from 1917 all the way up till 1989 when the Berlin Wall came down. And back when the whole debate about South Africa, apartheid, not reparations, but divestment, etc. As that debate was happening, South Africa was seen very much as part of this east-west divide between capitalism and communism.
And would it be fair to say that one of the fears then would be if Mandela gets free and he takes over, he could easily become a satellite for the Soviet Union?
That's exactly right. I think the fear was that if he got out, he would be, if we were lucky, Castro of South Africa. And if we were really unlucky and he decided to unleash the full force of these sorts of ideas, we'd see something like Pol Pot in Cambodia, who ran the killing fields and killed, I believe it was about 2 or 3 million people. And my fear was that as bad as apartheid was, it would get even worse, and you'd see killing fields of South Africa with millions of people being killed and just a complete genocide.
And that would be black and white.
When you get that sort of situation, right, you probably have all kinds of mayhem, as you saw, for example, in Rwanda, which is black on black, you know, one tribe versus another.
Right.
So the fear was this could be a very, 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 very bloody situation.
So why didn't that happen? What first caused you to change your mind about whether or not Mandela was a man who was, at least in one sense, a great man?
I think the first signal I got was when he was inaugurated. He invited to his inauguration the warden of Robben Island Prison, who was essentially his jailer, and put him front row center at the inauguration, and didn't have him arrested, and haven't beaten or shot. He put him and said, "Hey, have a nice, have a best seat in the house. I want you to get sworn in as president of multiracial South Africa." I thought, "Wow, that's certainly a tremendous act of forgiveness and turning the other cheek and that sort of thing."
All right, so that was we misintroduced that. David Bowes talking to Delroy Murdoch from the National Review. Talking about having been there around Nelson Mandela. That whole story and the whole reality of the Mandela funeral has been something really kind of bizarre, actually, I think, this week. 27 past the hour, and good day.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction, brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction? All oil filters are the same. Friction. Oil filters, like oil, vary widely. Here are a couple of quality points to look for when selecting an oil filter. 1. Construction. The filter housing should be made of heavy gauge steel for higher burst strength, allowing the filter to keep its shape and integrity. 2. The filtering element and media. Check out the specs for the micron size of the particles that are trapped. Too little filtration can result in engine performance issues. Too much filtration can pose flowability problems. I prefer synthetic oil filters that trap particles as small as 25 microns. When choosing lubricants for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil and a Royal Purple filter. Visit RoyalPurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then pick up your Royal Purple today at Pep Boys.
Sure, money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum Cooling System Stop Leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems, and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're overviewing what's going on here in the world of conversation. The death of Nelson Mandela, along with this week's memorial service and all the controversies that sprang up around it, actually are very important items of discussion. And so let's tune in to Jan Michelson, a good talk show host from Des Moines, Iowa. Here he is talking to analyst Ilana Mercer about the way the news media covered all the memorial tributes for Nelson Mandela.
What is your thinking about how at least parts of the American media is just crawling all over itself with effusive affection for the departed Nelson Mandela?
Well, I'm a little bored, Jan, in that it's not as intense as I expected. Initially, I just took cover and switched on to Investigation Discovery, my favorite channel, thinking that the orgy would be nonstop, but I guess the ratings must have been as low as the numbers for Obama. So, they haven't been that bad. I doubt Americans are as interested in as the media are in this myth of Mandela or the Che Guevara of Africa, as I call him.
Well, I was pondering this, and maybe I saw it different than you. I was watching, of all people, Huckabee over the weekend. He's on Fox.
Oh, yes.
He did something over the weekend in his program that I did not expect. He just, in essence, just embraced all of this affection for Nelson Mandela and talked about his meaning and what contributed to his greatness. That is as far as the depth got, and it was just silly. A man of peace.
Well, he certainly was not someone as bad as Mugabe, and that really is the reference. If you read the Wall Street Journal, it's absolutely mind-boggling that the criteria by which they judge him and criticize him is that he wasn't as good a social democrat that he ought to have been. Not enough distribution, unsuccessful execution of distribution, and not taking enough from producers and giving to tax consumers. Apparently, according to the Wall Street Journal, didn't generate enough plenty in that country. A man of peace, he did emerge from jail and did not pursue revolutionary change, which is what the ANC agitated for, but why would he need to? As I call it, the Anglo-American axis of evil, namely the US and the UK, pushed and helped the ANC obtain one man, one vote. Raw rights democracy with no representation for minority rights, white and black, because remember, no one wanted to speak about Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi and his Zulu tribe. But here was a man who was a capitalist, a Christian, a classical liberal or a libertarian, who believed in the American idea of devolution of power to the provinces.
Coming up, Congress agrees on a budget deal, but everybody is not happy about it. That's up next here as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Janky, J to the A-N-K-Y, used to describe something inferior, of poor quality, busted. Something never used to describe me, Sony headphones. How can I sound so sophisticated, yet look so dope? I'm designed that way, which is why you should put me on your holiday list. Boy.
Something missing from your list, like electronics by Sony, Monster, and iHome? Come to Kohl's Great Big Gift Weekend Sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
Psst, it's me, your bathroom medicine cabinet. I see you naked, know how often you floss, and watch you pluck unsightly hairs. I can keep a secret, but you need to know. Your kids have been taking your prescriptions to get high. I couldn't keep it quiet, because prescription drug abuse now causes more deaths than cocaine and heroin ODs combined. So please, mind your meds. For tips on safeguarding your meds and your family, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
Here, helping you put together thoughts and ideas about some of the big stories that you've heard discussed on a lot of talk radio programs this week. One of the big items here is this discussion of the budget deal. So what we do is bring about the focus from various hosts' perspective and try to get an equanimity here, left side, right side, that sort of thing. I don't know whether this is left or right. I know it's pretty interesting that host Bob Franz talked to his congressman, David Joyce, who's in Ohio, about Speaker Boehner's reaction to some of the criticism that was aimed at him this week because of the budget deal and the fact that it was done pretty quietly.
when you hear the speaker kind of lambasting those who are on a, maybe a little bit farther right than he is with respect to fiscal policy, criticizing this budget bill, does it signal what it signals to me, that the, you know, this kind of festering, underlying this underlying distrust, I think, that the Tea Party members of Congress and the establishment members of Congress have had with one another, it's about to bubble to the surface. It sounds like he's angry, and it sounds like we're about to have a bit of a civil war with respect to fiscal policies. Do you see it the same way?
I can understand in the speaker's frustration, because, you know, the group that led to the shutdown and going into this, you know, we're talking about if we don't fund the Affordable Care Act, that it'll crash and burn. Mm-hmm. And, Bob, that's not reality-based. We saw what happened there, and we didn't get anything accomplished. Guess what? We control the House. We don't control the Senate, and we certainly don't control this president. And the only way we could take and exercise any real control is getting back to taking back the budget and the appropriation process. Mm-hmm. And we are setting up the top-line numbers and bottom-line numbers for some of these programs to go forward. So, when you know, and to give you an idea, you know, this was a part that was amazing to me. Jack Kingston got up at a meeting. He's a chairman of a committee I'm on in the appropriations. And he asked, there's probably 180 of us in the Republican study group. And that's, you know, considered very conservative members. Jordan's a member and all. And out of that 180, yes, how many had seen special or had seen regular order? Five members. And so less than 3% of that group had ever seen regular order or the process of setting, you know, the budget and the appropriations. And you know, when I hear people start talking about give another continuing resolution for a year, hey, that's ridiculous. That's just abdicating our responsibility to govern. Sure, I mean, these votes are tough, and people aren't going to like the fact that we have to reduce spending. But you know what? Last year we took in $2.7 trillion. The trouble is, in 2012, we spent $3.5. And we have to start making reductions. We have to do it now. And this top-line number in this budget deal gives us $23 billion in net deficit reduction. It gives us $63 billion of sequester relief. And it's $85 billion of total savings. And not only is that...
What period of time, Congressman?
Well, what happens is there's a small gap. Over the next 10 years, we're going to continue to stay on the exact same line as the sequestration numbers. But what this does is it rectifies the problem we have with sequestration, taking this biggest whack next year out of just the military and takes it and spreads it out over the indiscriminate cut of $20 billion that would have come just from the military. This manages to spread that out among the different areas, but we also get some cuts that we're going to get in, we're going to get back more over time by getting back in 17. We'll be right online with what we were doing with sequestration. But the good part is about this lowered spending, Bob, you know, this may sound crazy, but this will be the second year in a row for the first time in 50 years that we've actually reduced spending.
That does sound crazy. When you think about the numbers and how crazy they are, it really does. All right, so that's Congressman David Joyce here as we continue our overview, weekend overview of the things that are on a lot of people's minds, listening on 1,000 radio stations to this thing we call the News Talk Radio format. All too much of it is political, at least for my taste. I think sometimes we need to shake things up a little bit. But in looking at what my father used to call customer preference, these are the big stories for now. Moving in now to the world of tacos, Robert Rees. He's talking with David Frum from Americans for Prosperity about why his group opposed this budget deal.
I haven't really been able to take a deep look into this yet, but from what I understand, it's basically going to cancel the sequestration deal and come up with different spending cuts. Give me your thoughts on this.
Well, you know, we think that any deal that increases spending and increases revenue is probably bad for the taxpayers. You know, what it does is it pushes supposedly some tax cuts, revenue enhancements and also some spending cuts off into the future, but in exchange for doing away with some of the sequester cuts that were realized for the last few years. Our view is, look, the sequester isn't perfect. It's not a perfect way at all to cut spending, but at least it's cutting spending. And to all of a sudden start spending more money than over the next few years because they're actually painful cuts is the wrong direction. Because, you know, frankly, we have a spending crisis.
Yeah, I've been looking at it and going, sequestration was the start. Now let's continue to make some cuts. And instead, now it looks like Paul Ryan saying, well, the sequestration was a wasted way to do it. Let's we're going to make cuts more specifically and stop the sequestration type thing. And I'm like, wait a minute. I thought sequestration was the start.
Right. I think a lot of the American people think that. I think there's overwhelming support amongst the American people to keep spending under control and to stop government overspending. If people are concerned about the types of cuts, again, sequestration is kind of a ham-handed way to cut spending. We should be dealing with the real drivers, which are massive entitlement growth, and undertake some serious long-term entitlement reform. But increasing spending by $60 billion next year to over, over $1 trillion, it's just not the way to go.
Yeah, and that was the other thing I'm surprised about here. Here we've got Paul Ryan, who's supposed to be a fiscal hawk, announcing that he's increasing spending, that he's supporting a bill or plan that increases spending next year. What is this about? What's going on here?
Well, we're kind of scratching our heads. I mean, Paul Ryan's certainly been a great leader in our view, and has had a lot of great proposals out there on spending and innovative entitlement reform. But, I think what's really important is that, sometimes people get a Washington mindset, and we need to make sure that our members of Congress here in Illinois, and particularly Republicans, know that their constituents want entitlement reform, and especially don't want the sequester cuts to just be blown through.
All right. So we have as part of our technology quotient here, the ability to take callers at 888-302-3684. We sometimes use them live on the air. Sometimes we edit their calls. We put together some of the callers that we listen from the radio programs we monitor. So here's sort of a montage of your talk radio input about this budget deal.
This bill and what Congress has been doing for the last couple of decades is generational theft. It's destroying the country. The savings from this bill will not even pay 0.5% off the $400 billion a year we spend on interest on the debt alone. We've got a survival level threat of government spending out of control. So, like I said, it's going to destroy this country. And people worried about Social Security and Medicare, they're not going to have that within their lifetime. It's going to be bankrupt. So what we've done is we're plundering the productive class in this country. Discretionary spending is dropping to all-time low levels as a percentage of GDP, and this is all because we have a group of politicians and ideologues running Washington who are selling favors or corruption for favors, and it's going to destroy this country.
I don't agree with this bill. I believe that John Boehner and Paul Ryan gave away everything, any kind of a bargaining tool, and they gave Democrats everything they want. And this argument that the Republicans are not passing an unemployment benefit extension, it's wrong. It's the Democrats who signed this budget bill without the unemployment extension. So now in January, Boehner and Ryan has allowed them to come back with the argument that the Republicans hate the poor people and they took away their unemployment benefits at Christmas time when it was the Democrats who signed this bill also.
Blah, 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 blah. It's more of that. It really is, though. I find it interesting to note that every year at Christmas time is when this unemployment thing seems to come up. I find that I'm sure people are thinking, well, what's the story with that? Why do you think that comes up at this time of year? Duh. It's 10 minutes before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high-heat gloves. Page 2640 of the Granger Catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs. Page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations. Page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger Catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Minutes after the hour now, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is going to join us. He's an expert when it comes to scams, and I have a guide to surviving fraud attempts during the holidays that I'm going to attempt to sing. Let's see what he thinks about my singing the 12 Scams of Christmas, plus his overview of the legal ramifications of the NSA's latest foolishness and the marijuana laws changing. All right, so you heard me, Steve Wiseman, who is our lawyer and always comments every week here on some of the important matters, the stories of the week that have legal impact or import. But I thought you'd enjoy me singing, Stephen, the
of course,
my version of the 12 Scams of Christmas. Now, there are some legitimate ones that I want you to address here when I'm done. This is a creation of the Doug Steffen Enterprise and the Better Business Bureau, okay?
Alrighty.
On the 12th day of Christmas, the scammers gave to me 12 malware e-cards, 11 stranded grandkids, 10 counterfeit gifts, 9 pickpockets, 8 stolen gift cards, 7 fake coupons, 6 Santa scammers, 5 fake charities, 4 bogus websites, 3 travel scams, 2 phony lovers, and a totally fictitious puppy.
Not bad.
This is a lighthearted way of me illustrating some of the common scams. All right, calm down this time of year. So there are, because you have this website, scamaside.com, and if you sort of made it your public service. Everybody who does good has take some time for public service, and you and your law firm have done this as a public service. You've written books on scams, and you have a scam of the day at scamaside.com. So looking at the particular scams that are prevalent at Christmas time, there are a lot of these gift certificates that turn out to be fraudulent that you get online. There are pickpockets in the malls. There are these fake charities along. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, and I wonder if you want to highlight a few of them so people can know specifically what to look out for.
Sure.
Sure. You know, this is a time you start out with shopping, and people are doing so much shopping, doing a lot of it online. And some of the things that were even you were talking about, fake coupons. Everybody loves coupons. If you're getting a coupon online, when you get it in an email, it can look like it's legitimate. It can look like it's from the company that you're expecting to be dealing with, but it can be a scam. And you may have to input information that turns out making you a victim of identity theft, or by clicking on the coupon, you end up downloading malware onto your computer that makes you a victim by having them steal all your information. The easy thing to do is, if it's a legitimate online coupon, you can just go to the website for that company, and they will have it. Gift cards are another really good gift, because people can, you know, they can give these, you know the people are going to use it, you know it's what they want. But you don't get a gift card from the display that is there on the counter, because what happens is the scammers go in, they grab those gift cards, they run them through a small machine, put them right back, and they've got all the information from that gift card. So then they just go home, they go daily onto their computer and see when that gift card is activated. And once it's activated, it will indicate how much money's on there, and they've got already the information, so they use it. If you're going to get a gift card, you get that from behind the counter. And the other big thing using your credit cards is watch out for skimmers. They had a big scandal with this recently in Boston. And what happens is you give your credit card to a clerk at a store, or even run it through a machine, and that clerk will take that credit card and run it through a quick scanner called a skimmer. It's about the size of palm of your hand, and steal all the information from it and get access to your credit card. So you definitely want to watch your card.
Watching your card is important. All right. Item from our list of important stories this week about the change in marijuana laws. One wonders how that will impact the fact that more and more people, not only in this country but around the world, are extolling the value and virtue of this. We've got about 30 seconds for you to weigh in on these laws, Steve.
You know, the big thing is the federal government still has laws that are against them, but the Attorney General has indicated they are not going to enforce them. So it's going to be a while before these laws are fully integrated. Looking for scams, watch out. There are already a lot of scams with companies that are growing and distributing the marijuana. Be very, very careful about those.
All right. Good words of advice from Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Again, check out his website, this time of year especially, scamicide.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.